Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Barbarians at the Gate chronicles the epic struggle for control of RJR Nabisco during the fevered takeover boom of the late 1980s. Brian Burrow delivers a propulsive work of investigative narrative that drops readers into boardrooms, private jets, and late-night war rooms where numbers, egos, and reputations collide. The book traces how a routine management buyout proposal ignited a ruthless bidding war, drawing in private equity titans, investment banks, lawyers, and bond dealers who all stood to profit. Beyond the headline-making price tag, the story illuminates the mechanics of leveraged finance, the incentives that shape corporate behavior, and the human drama behind spreadsheets. Vivid reporting, unforgettable characters, and clear explanation of complex finance make this a landmark account of power and money at scale. It is both a thriller and a cautionary tale about ambition, governance, and the cost of financial engineering. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how a leveraged buyout really works. The book demystifies the leveraged buyout by showing it from the inside out. A small layer of equity is stacked on top of a massive tower of debt secured by the target company's cash flows and assets. Readers see how lenders evaluate coverage ratios, how buyers model synergies and divestitures, and why tax shields matter so much to returns. The narrative makes clear that the instrument is not inherently villainous, but that the margin for error is thin. In the RJR Nabisco deal, the sheer scale of borrowing magnified every assumption about pricing power, brand strength, and future growth. Burrow explains the role of different debt tranches, fees, covenants, and bridge financing, and how these moving parts shape the bidding limits of rivals. The result is a grounded understanding of why a bid can be financially compelling on paper, yet dangerously fragile in practice, especially when optimism outruns cash generation and when market conditions turn against the capital structure. Secondly, characters, culture, and the seeds of a takeover at the heart of the story are people and the cultures they create. The book contrasts the tobacco heritage of RJR with the glossy, marketing-driven personality of Nabisco and shows how a merger stitched together two very different corporate identities. Ross Johnson emerges as a charismatic and spendthrift chief whose taste for perks and deal-making shaped the company's direction and public image. This cultural backdrop set the stage for a management-led buyout, justified as a way to escape the quarterly grind and unlock value. Yet the same culture of excess and insularity fueled public and boardroom skepticism, inviting outside bidders who promised discipline. Burrow uses scenes, memos, and meeting room dynamics to show how pride, loyalty, and fear influence decisions as much as discounted cash flows. Readers see how misaligned incentives, executive hubris, and a fragmented board can create vulnerability long before a banker builds the first spreadsheet. Thirdly, the bidding war and the role of the special committee. Once management floated its buyout plan, the process escalated into a high-stakes auction. Rival suitors, most notably KKR, entered with credibility, speed, and financing muscle. The board formed a special committee to police conflicts and extract the best price for shareholders, a safeguard that became the arena for marathon negotiations. Burrow walks through bid rounds, topping bids, reverse break fees, and conditions that moved the price higher while narrowing the window for execution. Advisors traded fairness opinions, leaked narratives to the press, and deployed tactics to sway opinion inside and outside the company. The book captures the psychological chess matches between deal teams and the surprise turns that often decide auctions, from a midnight model tweak to a wavering lender. In the end, the committee weighed certainty of closing against raw price, revealing a core lesson of contested takeovers: headline numbers matter, but credibility of financing and governance of the post-deal company can be decisive. Fourthly, Wall Street incentives, junk bonds, and conflicts. The narrative exposes a web of incentives that propelled the deal frenzy. Investment banks chased advisory mandates and financing fees, while law firms billed by the hour as structures grew more complex. Junk bond markets, popularized in the era by aggressive underwriting and distribution, expanded the buying power of private equity firms and management teams alike. Burrow shows how compensation structures encouraged escalation, not restraint, and how reputational rivalries between institutions intensified the contest. The book also examines conflicts of interest that arise when the same ecosystem supplies advice, capital, and sometimes both sides of a transaction. Readers learn how fairness opinions can be both necessary and limited, how league table prestige shapes behavior, and why market liquidity can vanish at the worst possible moment. By mapping flows of money, influence, and information, the story teaches a practical lesson. Incentives explain actions better than slogans, and they can overwhelm prudent judgment during competitive auctions. Lastly, aftermath, costs, and lasting lessons, winning the auction was not the end of the story. the mountain of debt created intense pressure to cut costs, sell assets, and push margins, imposing a heavy burden on employees and long-term investment. Burrow traces how the combination of leverage and operational challenges limited strategic flexibility and forced difficult trade-offs. The book situates RJR Nabisco within a broader wave of deals that reshaped American corporate life, prompting debates over governance, stakeholder treatment, and the social value of financial engineering. Key lessons emerge with clarity. Boards must manage conflicts ruthlessly and plan for vulnerability before activists or buyers appear. Executives should align incentives with durable value creation rather than short-term optics. Investors and operators need sober assumptions about cash flow resilience across cycles. For readers, the overarching takeaway is practical and ethical. Finance can be a powerful tool, but without discipline, transparency, and stewardship, it can transfer value rather than create it. In conclusion, this book is essential for leaders, investors, students of business, policymakers, and anyone who wants to understand how power operates when large sums and large egos collide. It blends page-turning storytelling with rigorous reporting, turning complex finance into clear, memorable lessons. You will learn how LBOs are structured, how boards should navigate conflicts, and how incentives steer behavior in high-pressure negotiations. It can benefit your career by sharpening your judgment about risk, valuation, and governance, and by revealing the human factors that do not show up in models. Choose this book over alternatives because it remains the definitive account of the era, built from deep sourcing, scene-level detail, and balanced analysis rather than hindsight platitudes. Its relevance has only grown as private equity, debt-fueled buyouts, and corporate activism continue to shape markets. It gives you both the playbook and the caution tape. If you would like to support Brian Burrow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.